This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continued to pound targets in southern Gaza Strip and ordered more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate, even as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians there. Gaza's health ministry reports more than 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday, following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. Meanwhile, at a news briefing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's senior advisor, Mark Regev, said Israel is making maximum effort to safeguard civilians in Gaza. Regev also said Israel is considering the possibility of future security buffer zones that stop Palestinians in the Gaza Strip from having direct access to the border with Israel in an effort to prevent future attacks.
And that's why our efforts have been so extensive, from leafleting to phone calls to broadcasts on radio and television. And today, as you know, we have further been urging civilians in areas where we know there will be heavy combat to leave those areas.
Meanwhile, they continue to trade blame as to who is responsible for the truce ending.
I know that people die on these boats at sea. I know that any blocking of safe and dignified.
The office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said in a statement that a boat with 150 Rohingya